Welcome to Health Hats, learning on the journey towards best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen, a two-legged, cisgender, old white man of privilege living in a food oasis who can afford many hats and knows a little bit about a lot of healthcare and a lot about very little. Most people wear hats one at a time, but I wear them all at once. I'm the Rosetta Stone of healthcare. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities in the awesome circus of healthcare. Let's make some sense of all of this. In 2009, Dr. Rip Kinkle, no kidding, his real name, diagnosed me with multiple sclerosis. You've had MS for at least 25 years. You're a master adapter, but your systems broke through your adaptions. It's time to treat. 6 months before he died, my son Mike told me that we shared a superpower, accepting what is and moving on. I'm grateful for my superpowers, accepting what is, and adaptability rather than disability. Nice. In 2015, I ended my career as an employee or a boss. Some call it retirement. I expected that I'd miss leading, following, and being inspired by a team doing meaningful work together, and miss the connection, the fun, the energy, as I shifted from full-time employment due to increasing stress and deteriorating health. Finally, I listened to my own advice, managing manageable stress. Okay, really? That's a good story. The truth, I listened to my wife's advice with a push out from my employer. Still, I owned the stress to health connection. It was time to move on, accept what is, adaptability, plus unemployment benefits, gratitude. Cushioned my transition into retirement with blogging, Wellesley Partners, consulting, teaching, pro bono work, and music while decompressing and healing. I already had a 4-year weekly habit of publishing my blog Health Hats. Wellesley Partners was a small consulting and executive coaching shop that welcomed me back into their fold for the second time. I used a cube at Wellesley Partners weekly while I set up the business Health Hats in a home office. Tim Sullivan and Peter Tetrault coached me through the year-long transition. Gratitude. And now a word from our sponsor, Abridge. I'm grateful for Abridge. Push the big pink button and record the conversation with your healthcare professional. Read the transcripts or listen to clips when you get home. Abridge was created by patients, doctors, and caregivers. Check out the app at abridge.com. ABRIDGE.com. Or download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Record your healthcare conversations. Let me know how it went. A year ago, in one of his daily posts, Seth Godin plugged the second podcast fellowship. I signed up. I took this unexpected fork in the road and became a podcaster. Just like that. Happenstance, without foreshadowing or forethought. There was no magic to learning podcasting. Rather, it was hard work, persistence, with plenty of support. I watched and listened to 35 daily lessons and created and connected with a community of 300 international, eager, nervous, collaborative fellow learners. Spoiler alert, podcasting led to outsized health benefits for me. Gratitude. Dear readers and listeners, you know that I'm full of myself. I can't help it. I'm a content machine. Blogging weekly for 6 years offered me the opportunity to exercise discipline, message, and editing muscles. But blogging is one way. Me out. how long could I sustain podcasting as a blog enhancement? Entails much more listening to, interviewing, exploring with fascinating people in my life and networks, eager to tell their stories. Creating and producing a podcast offers me learning and leading, communication and motivation, new and deepening personal and virtual relationships, skills building, and artistic expression. Oh my God, gratitude. For me, podcasting leads to outsized health benefits. How can I say that? You know my mantra. Best health is living with peak capacity built on genetics, conditions, circumstances, and physical environment. Best health draws on physical, mental, and spiritual essentials. Spiritual trumps mental and physical any day. As you know, I have multiple sclerosis. At its core, MS is a misfunctioning central nervous system gravitating inexorably to fatigue and exhaustion. Our basic challenge, use it so you don't lose it. It being movement and brain pathways. For me, that's walking at least 3,500 steps a day and playing music 5 to 6 hours a week. I hypothesize that activity and movement trigger endorphins. Endorphins generate energy. The endorphin-generated energy counteracts the fatigue of MS. Mentally, learning new skills, honing a craft, telling a story, producing the podcast with music, sound, and article-grade transcripts exercise the gray cells. Podcasting provides a second-level trigger of endorphins. Again, endorphins create energy. Gratitude. The podcasting fellowship I mentioned earlier introduced me to the Akimbo Forward Link community. Akimbo is the Seth Godin community of workshops about bending the culture, speaking up, and being heard. Forward Link is a hub for the more than 10,000 Akimbo alumni from 74 countries. This community offers me a sandbox for personal, mission-driven growth, a 24-hour help desk and sounding board for business and technical problem solving, and endless opportunities for collaboration. The community welcomes and honors my leadership and participation. Few of the alumni appear to work in traditional healthcare, which adds to its perfection for me. Living in the traditional healthcare bubble can constrict my brain, that and MS, and limit my concept of the possible. In fact, as a lifelong student of communities, organizations, leadership, and change, the Akimbo Forward Link community offers an unusual model of operating at peak performance. Sound familiar? Within the Forward Link community, I host a bi-weekly call of podcasters critiquing each other's work. We are from Wales, Germany, Australia, Canada, Peru, and the U.S. Our podcasts are about environmental education, diversity, inclusion, and equity, fine art, feminist microfinance, best health, learning, and more. I meet with a group of New England Forward Link participants in person monthly in Boston. I virtually test techniques, ideas, stories, and presentations within the community in response to others' inspiring work almost every day through an initiative called 60 Seconds a Day, where we all post 60-second clips of whatever's on our mind and whatever we need help with. You can see how this connection has bolstered my spiritual and mental health. Gratitude. I'm not a religious person, but I am spiritual. I'm at one in my relationship with a higher power, God, if you will, when I recognize and feel gratitude. Gratitude for living at peak capacity, for my loving family and friends, for an engaged health team, for the Forward Link community, for music, and for clean air and water. On this first anniversary of my podcasting journey, with 52 episodes and 3,000 downloads under my belt, thanks for your continuing support. I'm grateful for you and all you do. Happy Thanksgiving. Best health, you and yours. See the show notes, previous podcasts, and other resources on my website, www.health-hats.com/pod. Please subscribe or contribute. If you like it, share it. Thanks. See you around the block. And now, a word from our sponsor, Abridge. I'm grateful for Abridge. Push the big pink button and record the conversation with your healthcare professional. Read the transcripts or listen to clips when you get home. Abridge was created by patients, doctors, and caregivers. Check out the app at abridge.com. A-B-R-I-D-G-E. .com or download it on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Record your healthcare conversations. Let me know how it went.